This is MTN, the Michigan Talk Network, the fearless pursuit of truth. More talk now.
All right, welcome back to it on a Monday, the 12th of February. And yes, I want you to know that it's Abraham Lincoln's birthday. I'm sure my next contestant knows that. Alan Sachs, the professor of political science at the University of Texas, Arlington. Professor, welcome back.
Good morning. Thank you so much.
How are things?
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
I said, how are things?
Well, no football to comment upon anymore, so I'm in limbo. The Winter Olympics do not much attract me because of the dog meat being sold in South Korea, and really that does affect me. So when we applaud them and it's the Olympics and it's the luge and somebody's figure skating, I'm thinking of them eating dogs in South Korea. Really, it does affect me.
Well, yeah, you're kind of an animal rights guy. I know that, but I think eating dog meat, I mean, that affects a lot of people.
It does, and it's been publicized a little bit, but I would think not nearly as much as it should be. We ignore too many things in our society for entertainment, and this is one of them. Frankly, we could make a sport. Now I'm going to show you my real side. We can make a sport into anything, you know, piano playing, and we do. I think we have piano competitions here in the Fort Worth area with the Van Cliburn competition. We can make a sport out of mud wrestling, I guess, if you wanted to, or of anything you want to. I think we ought to make a sport out of walking. I'd be good at that, walking up stairways or something.
But don't get carried away, yeah.
So ridiculous.
Yeah. I will admit that we watched a little bit of the figure skating because, you know, Ivy likes, I don't actually mind watching. It's interesting to watch those athletes. And I don't want to take it out against the American athletes, but boy, it bothers me. When the media is basically just fawning all over this, right, the sister of Kim Jong-un. I mean, this is silly.
That's right. Isn't it incredible what has happened to the media in the United States? And on top of that, I've been reading articles that free speech in the United States is really in danger, and I believe it is. It started on college campuses with campus speech codes and all that nonsense. Now it spreads to everything. And I think there really is a danger of free speech, which has been a hallmark of American life and democracy, being cut off. I've been reading a book, and I saw these two gentlemen who wrote the book on C-SPAN the other day, and it's called How Democracies Die. You've probably heard about that book. And they're all wrong. They're all wrong. They blame it on the Republicans and the right wing. Well, of course. And this is their intellectualism. They said the Republicans cheat. Isn't that a wonderful academic remark? The Republicans cheat. And if there's anything that has endangered American democracy, it is from the left. And it's always been from the left. In the early days, they know nothing about it. You wonder where these professors come from. I did not know. I'm guessing Harvard.
I do wonder. I mean, did you go to school with these people when you were in college? Because, you know, I look at you going, where did these people get educated? Because they've been educated. As Ronald Reagan used to say, the problem with my liberal friends is they know so much that just isn't so. And that just hits the nail on the head.
I'm amazed at their lack of understanding of what went on in this country. The Democratic Party has a history of absolute fraud at the ballot box here in Texas and South Texas for many, many years. Hopefully it's better today. In the American big cities, there were groups that, big-time bosses were thinking of Chicago and Democrats. And if there's anything that has really pulverized free speech and democracy, it is the left in this country and the Democratic Party. And it continues to this day. And they didn't utter a word. It was all beaten up on the Republicans. And also, Fox News came in for a little bit of bashing.
Oh, sure.
But they did admit that Fox News was not the cause of it, but it is a symptom. You know, it was the most ridiculous kind of comment. It was the C-SPAN event was held, of all places, Cambridge, Massachusetts. So you can guess where maybe the audience was.
Yeah, I get where, you know, and I get all of that. You know, I find it startling that you point about the news media having basically abdicated their responsibilities, and I believe that.
Completely.
Yeah, they've abdicated their role as being a check and balance on the government. They're supposed to vigorously ask questions. Well, why aren't they asking about John Brennan or Clapper or all the other people that we know lied in front of Congress about different things involving the Russians? And why don't they ask the obvious question? Well, Russia was so good at infiltrating America's elections, they were able to swing the Electoral College and not even win the popular vote for president. That's how talented the Russians are. I mean, come on.
I know. It is really a very heart-rendering thing going on today, because I love American democracy. I love free speech. I love college campuses. And all those things are coming under attack, mostly from the left.
Yeah, mostly from the left. What about the Republicans? All these promises of cutting spending, all these promises of getting the budget under control, and they're just, I mean, they're as bad as anybody. They're just like pigs at the trough.
Oh, they deserve to be beaten up on for that, no question about that. And today it looks like they're going to add even more money to the pile, talking about infrastructure.
Yeah.
And they want the states to pick up a lot of the money. Good luck on that.
Yeah, $1.5 trillion they say they want to lay
out. I'm sure the states are going to be ready to do that.
Well, like I said, the road to hell is paved with a brand new bit of asphalt from infrastructure spending.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
It is good intentions. There is no question about that. But I doubt if this infrastructure stuff's even going to get off the ground.
Yeah, the road to hell is newly paved
with
infrastructure dollars. I'm telling you. Anyhow, Professor, always appreciate it. Thank you for
so
stopping
much.
In. We'll talk soon.
I'm sorry I was so glum.
No, that's all right. Yeah, we love you anyway. You're good.
Thank you very much.
There you have it. And don't eat the dog soup is what he's saying. He is an animal rights guy, and he doesn't take kindly to eating dogs in Korea. I get that. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. We'll be right back.